serious wounds and burns to our skin tend to heal slowly. They can lead to scarring and often a loss of the skin's natural features like elasticity or temperature regulation. Engineers and scientists at Temple University hope bandages that they've made from soybean plants can help regenerate healthy, functioning skin cells. WHYY's Nicole Leonard visited a lab in Philadelphia to find out more.
Okay, so first, so I didn't fill the syringe yet.
Bioengineer Jonathan Gerstenhaber leads me to a black tabletop and pulls out a small square of white material. It's not much larger than a postage stamp and feels smooth and weightless.
So I think what's really fun is right now it looks like a solid white fabric.
But this really isn't a fabric at all.
So this is soy protein. It's so white because it's mostly air.
Air and concentrated soy protein, made from the very same plant that produces food staples like tofu, miso, and soy sauce. But this little white square of material isn't for eating. Gerstenhaber places it on the back of his hand and applies some drops of a liquid solution.
So it's going to take a second for it to start to actually soak in, but once it starts, you'll see it very quickly progress across the surface.
The material quickly becomes the same color as his hand, as it sort of melts onto his knuckles, while still staying as a connected material.
And now, if you touch it, now here, let me show you this, right? It's stretchy now. Now it feels like skin.
Engineers and scientists say this soy-based bandage material can help regenerate healthy skin cells that have been damaged or burned, with less scarring. After 10 years of research and development, the team at Temple is now working to get FDA approval for their skin alternative creation.
Our goal is to teach your body to heal itself, right? Recover the natural healing process that's somehow stalled due to this injury.
Skin is the largest organ of the human body, and healthy skin contains sweat glands, hair follicles, collagen, and other components that contribute to hydration, elasticity, temperature regulation, and sensation. But when wounds or burns heal with scarring, skin in the affected areas may lose these capabilities. That's where soy protein can play a role, says engineer Peter Lelkesh. He's the founding chair of Temple's Department of Bioengineering, and he got the idea to use soy while out at dinner during a trip to China.
They also have a product called Yuba. When you boil soy milk, then there's this membrane on it. And so when I saw this membrane, and they did wrap it and what have you not, then I said, oh, we can do this. Wound healing came to my mind.
After figuring out how to turn isolated soy protein into a bandage-like material, the scientists tested it in animals. They found that soy helped regenerate healthy skin cells in a better way compared to synthetic or animal-based wound care products. With FDA approval, they hope to run targeted human clinical trials. They'll first use the bandages on patients with chronic foot ulcers from diabetes. They'll also test it for burn victims. Bioengineer Jonathan Gerstenhaber says while there are a lot of advanced wound care treatments, their goal was always to create a plant-based product that could not only improve care, but be made cheaply.
There are things also that we can do perhaps that's too expensive to do for everyone, right? So it's not just making a better care, it's also making a better standard of care, right? It's increasing accessibility to care.
It may be several years before the soy bandages are commercially available, but Temple scientists hope their skin alternative may one day become part of regular wound care strategies. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.